The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another exciting moment of investment education and equity analysis. You will please do me a favor. Our target is to reach averagely 5 million people every week. If you can place a call to a friend, a family member, a colleague that ought to be empowered financially, you will be doing us a great favor.
I'm being joined by Aruna Kebira. Aruna Kebira is our very good friend on this platform. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. Aruna, you're welcome. You are looking cool.
Thank you very much.
Maybe because you have hope that you're going to make a lot of money in the market this week. You know that this week actually ends the month of June, and then we enter into the month of July. First, before we begin to talk about the other information, what are your expectations? How do you think the market is going to close the month of June, knowing fully well that is the end of the first half of the year and the end of another quarter, that is the second quarter of the year? What are your expectations?
We have always seen a move from portfolio managers try to close their positions high, especially for to mark the end of the month and to mark the end of the first quarter. I think we will see the market.
It's the end of second quarter.
End of second quarter. Half year.
Yeah. So you expect the market to be a little
for
bit bullish,
those,
right?
The 3 days remaining to the end of the
now,
month.
You are an economist. Looking generally at economic indicators or indexes, which of them do you think can really work against the market this week? I never told you all these things well ahead.
One of the things that we come to understand, whether we like it or not, we have said it here because we have five major stocks that determine the direction of the market. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what happened last week. So if these three, if these five, if they move positive, there's no way the market will not move positive. The only thing that might make the market not to go the way we expect it to be is when either one or two of these stocks move.
Aruna, the five, MTN.
MTN, we have Dangote Cement, we have Bua, we have Airtel Africa, Nigeria Bridge, Nestle.
Don't worry. We'll talk about that one at another time, but you got 90%. All right, let's talk about some of the information around the Nigerian economy. Nigeria's public debt is now around 33.11 trillion naira. Any significance to the common man?
Yeah, I think what thing we first of all have to look at is that when a government bring out its budget is a statement of income and expenditure. If expenditure is more than your income, all you need to do is to borrow. Borrow is not actually a bad thing because in the short term, it's going to drive output, going to drive employment. It's only when
infrastructure.
Yeah, but you know, government is the biggest spender of the economy. I will know the multiplier effect when they begin to release the money to the economy. But the only thing is that if you continue to borrow, which means your source of income is not powerful enough to be able to pay what you already borrowed, and you know you have to service the loan. And that means that all you are now your earnings is now jet towards the servicing of
and
loan.
Thereby disallowing you from carrying out your major obligation.
That is it. If I internationally it will lead to your deficit balance of payment, your credit rating.
And if this is not caught, what is the potential impact on the market?
If our
investment.
Now one of the first thing is that it will first of all eradicate the middleman and drive a lot of people below the poverty line. And we have said that aggregate savings is a great investment.
With this kind of information, what will you advise those that are watching us to do? What
is to begin to grow their income. You know, in an inflationary period, your savings is badly affected because it will be overcome by inflation. It's when you put in your money into inflation index investment that is rising.
The stock market is a perfect example. Situation. This is a scenario that should drive you to the stock market. Aruna, we leave that. We will go on a short break. When we return, we still have a lot to do on the platform today, but we will see how we cut it short so that we can accommodate everything we have. But for now, we go on a short break. When we return, we continue from where we are rounding up. We are hanging it now.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Aruna is still very much with me here, and I do hope you are enjoying every bit of the presentation. Now, I think basically we've talked about the index. We really do not have too much of time because we have a lot of things to still do. But the Asia index of the Nigerian Exchange Group was down 2.56%. Aruna has explained the factor behind that. The 5 equities that ruled the Nigerian equity market, the market capitalization was also down 2.53%. Volume grew 2.53%. Deals was up 14.43%. Aruna, I put it to you. For volume to increase and deals also on the increase, this is not a bad market. This is actually a good market.
I told you just that three of the, Airtel Africa lost 10%. We saw a drop in MTN and a drop in Dangote Cement. That is what was responsible for that state of the market cap and ASI for last week.
Aruna, let me quickly come to the highest percentage gainers. Of all of them that I can see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that we captured, the best 5, all of them, except Vitafoam. What is the factor behind the recent surge in the price of Vitafoam? Any information?
I think it's their result. Their quarter two result was fantastic for a stock that is trading at 14.25 Kobo. Is having any per share of 2 naira plus. Their P ratio is 6.2 times, any seed of 15.3%. And the growth, their any per share growth is 66.7%.
Veritas, Linkage Assurance, insurance companies, they're always there.
These are just speculation. I think the only thing that we need to, the only flower is still trading Kumdiv. That is why you say there. But Portland Paper, there is even the list in progress. And I think it's little about above 100,000 that move it to that price that they close the week with.
So somebody should look at that kind of stock at all. All right?
Yeah, it's the list in progress. So if anything and it is delisted, then you're on.
Okay, look at the highest losers. Do you know why I like technical analysis, Aruna? Ultimately, the market will respond to whatever the charts are telling you, all things being equal. Chi PLC, that is Consolidated Hallmark, eventually is now moving according to the dictate of the technical tools. Aruna, to round off today, let's spend the rest of the time looking at possibilities on the floor of the NGX. We still have quite a number, 7. We'll take time to look at that so that we will still have time to do some other things. Looking at a stock like Access, for last week, I can see here on the charts that Access actually lost for one, two days. And also gained 1 or 2 days and was flat. It is hovering around 8.40 naira Kobo. What do you have as your recommendation?
Are we lacking access to a pool of water in the Bethesda that is waiting for the tunnel of the spirit? You know, access was trading below 8 naira
before. You once used it for one company like that. I don't want to mention the name.
Access was trading below 8 naira. We saw all of a sudden it went above 8 naira. It's having a band between 840 and 855. I think assets just need an outside stimulus. The moment it hits, I think it will hit. It will
and get we to know the, that the know place. How access is coming to the market with an interim dividend. All right, relative to the price of access as we speak right away, and the possibilities in the second in the interim dividend relative to price. Access is going to give you the highest dividend yield.
You know what I just come to discover is that they said they want that a need that has once been satisfied does not motivate. I think because it is known that it is 25 kobo. I think the market is no longer excited because it's given that every 6 months, every six.
Why should the market not be excited in you getting money?
25 kobo.
even if it is two kobo. Why? All right, FBNH selling at 7 naira 23 kobo or thereabout to close Friday after a gain of about 0.7%. What do you have to say? Of course, on Thursday it was up 1.4%. It lost on Wednesday of last week, lost on Tuesday of last week, and was flat on Monday. How do you think it will open?
You know, Mondays are actually not days that prices spiked. I believe that it might actually behave what it behaved on Friday. But like I said, the second and the second to the last are the last day might see those stocks closing higher to close.
From what I'm seeing here, FBNH will most likely even start positive. What other equity would you want us to consider as we round off?
I wouldn't want to just look at it as if I'm leaning too much on it. The news of acquisition, they say, are hovering around the Union Bank. And it lost on Friday. It closed at 5.35, bringing it to a very good price to buy. Because I know that the news will come.
Is Union Bank the only one that somebody should watch out for?
We also saw Okomoye. It went as far as 160. It's not trading 105. I think it's another thing that we should look at.
I want to say a very big thank you to you, Aruna, for this length of time you have stayed with us today. I want to say a very big thank you to every one of you for staying tuned for the entire stretch of this program. And I want to believe also we have given you information that you can use, particularly for this week. We are going to be here again, the same time, the same station. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabolujo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You want to transfer your cash without any fear. No long talk, no worry yourself. No. Zero wahala. Carry your phone, now the code or download the app.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You can now do anything and do everything and find money. Oh, you want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You can now do everything and do anything. On first money wallet is in town. Very, very fast and very secure and safe.
First Money Wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.